Andrew Schneider on KRLS Radio here with two Pella soccer players who are seniors who have their college choice made as well. So we'll talk about both of those here in a second. Annika Stoltzfus and Haley Van Howling. I had the two of you on a year ago to preview the season, and now here we are in your senior season. Annika, first of all, what does it mean to be heading to Dort and to continue your career in college?
So I'm actually super excited, and all the support that I've had this year with my parents and players and all the coaches have just like had a super positive impact on me, and I'm super excited to play in college. I chose Dort primarily because of the excellence in education, because I'm going into elementary education, and they have just a great career there for that. And then also the coaches were just so amazing, and I felt right at home, and they're rising in the GPAC right now with all the competitiveness, and I definitely want to be a part of that.
Well, and Haley, you're going a little further away from home. You're headed to Warner University, which your teammates Mia and Abby have given you a lot of grief about, but obviously a program you're really excited to go to in Florida. Let our listeners know why Warner and ultimately how you landed there.
So it was a long journey of like 2 years of looking in the South, but I finally found a school that I felt was right for me. I'm also majoring in elementary education, and they have a great program for that. And the coach was just, he was very, got to know me on a personal level, and the team just seems like they have a lot of fun while also competing in a very competitive schedule as well.
Well, and the both of you are well prepared because of obviously all the soccer you've played in your lifetime, both in and out of school. And we are here just a few games into the 2023 season. Annika, how have things been going so far? When we're talking, you've just played DCG. You've got a huge part of your schedule coming up. But how have things been going from your perspective?
So right now in the season, we have been seeing quite a bit of competition with mostly just DCG. But other than that, the season has been going great. We had a lot of cancellations due to weather. But right now, our team's looking super competitive with a lot of new faces and a lot of new positions on the field. And I think it's going to just tremendously help us in the later season. So I'm super excited to see where we land.
Well, and Haley, what has made this year kind of unique is you had a big returning class, but as she just mentioned, a lot of new faces that are very talented too. How have you seen that dynamic work, and how as a senior class have you tried to mix some players in, knowing that it could come at the expense of some of your own playing time?
I think it's just been trying to figure out what's right for us. We've mixed around the players about every game, and so coming back with our defensive line about the same has been really good, but our offense was what struggled last year, and we got a lot of new faces up there, and it's going pretty well for us.
Well, and this schedule obviously is one of the toughest in the entire state, and it's no different this year. Annika, how do you think that has prepared you? Not only, obviously, we're talking about your own collegiate game, right, and where you're going to be going beyond this, but when you get to postseason time, how ready do you feel knowing you're playing some elite teams in the Little Hawkeye and out of the Little Hawkeye Conference?
Yeah, I think just those super competitive games just really just take us further in the longer part of our season, especially when everyone's like looking more tired. We have a lot of new faces that can sub in and out, and that's gonna really help us because so many of that younger class, they're all really competitive. And especially when I go to college, I feel like I'm gonna feel like pretty prepared and like ready for those games, and I'm super excited to make a positive impact.
Well, and a huge advantage to this year's team is no doubt you missed some of the seniors from last year. Anna Vanderwall obviously played all over the field, but beyond that, most of you were back. How has that helped you, Haley, in the sense of getting yourselves ready for games now? And what's it like even to compare to where you were a year ago, right? You can look at results against Bondurant DCG a year ago and now see how far you've come.
I think it's really nice to know that our team is about the same with just a few new faces. So we know exactly how each other play, our weaknesses, our strengths, and then knowing some of our competitors have lost a lot of players or their team stayed the same. So kind of knowing what's coming at us is really good at preparing us for each game.
Well, and Annika, this program always has high goals, right? In the sense of where you want to be by the end of May, and you want to be one of those eight teams playing at state. You want to be near the top or at the top of the conference. What's it going to take to be one of those elite eight teams? And what do you, in your mind, are you working on to get to that goal?
Yeah, so I think that just to work towards that goal, we have to like play in the same formation that we're going to be playing in those later months. So figuring things out now early on is super great for us and beneficial because we're already starting to get a grasp on how we play with the younger kids out there, and how we already play together is just going to really help us and propel us into like having more success in the later season.
Haley, similar question. What do you think it's going to take to be one of those final eight and have a chance at a state title?
I think it's going to take a lot of hard work, but right now we've been playing some of the top teams in the state, and not just in our 3A, we're not 3A, but 2A. In our 2A, we are also playing some of the best 1A teams coming up in our season, and I think that is just going to really help us to see what's about to come, and just playing together as a team will get us through.
Well, very good. Should be a lot of fun. Look forward to seeing you in person finally very soon. That's Annika Stoltzfus and Haley Van Howling, two of the senior leaders and college-bound players from Pella's girls soccer team. Ladies, appreciate your time. Congratulations on your collegiate decision, and all the best to you this season.
Thank you so much.